All right, Charlie, if you just want to drive down there to the gate and open that up, and we'll go on through down there and check some paddocks.
Yep.
Paddocks are being prepared for next season's summer crops on this farm near Cressy in Tasmania's northeast. And being school holidays, farmer Rob Toll has an extra helper to get things done.
Robbie, come on.
Hello, I'm Larissa Smith. Charlie Toll is just 12 years old, but is already showing some real business acumen. Rather than making a bit of pocket money by mowing lawns or doing some chores around the house, Charlie is leasing 1.5 hectares from his dad. He's just grown a very profitable pumpkin crop, pocketing several thousand dollars for his efforts, and has plans to grow some more vegetable crops next season. You could say he's a budding pumpkin entrepreneur.
Charlie wanted to earn some pocket money. This is nearly 6 years ago, and he came up with the idea of growing a few pumpkins in the vegetable garden, and that's where it started. And then I think the following year he had a little patch under beside the sea potato crop underneath an irrigator, and I think he did that for 2 years, and I think he had 350 odd pumpkins in 1 year and sold them at some farmer markets in Hobart, and just friends and family, and it sort of snowballed from there to a hectare and a half last year with nearly 30 tonnes of pumpkins that we harvested.
So tell me how you planted perhaps some of your earlier crops. Was it all by hand?
Yeah, so we just went along with, like, stepped down a metre, dug a little hole, put the seed in, and did that over and over again. It would take us 45 minutes to an hour.
And then you gradually got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, a lot bigger, 30 tonne bigger. So I thought maybe, if I'm lucky, 15 tonne maybe, that'd be good. But yeah, double that.
So what was harvest like?
Yeah, a lot of work. But yeah, we had seven or more people out there at one time just picking away.
The labour, where did that come from, Rob?
All sorts. Neighbours, good friends, shearers. They ended up knocking off early a couple of days and going around and picking some pumpkins for us. And it's always amazing when you put an incentive of a few beers on afterwards at the end of the day, how many people you get.
And you kept a spreadsheet the whole time?
Yeah, I did. So I started off and then we just recorded what we're doing. So ground prep and spraying and seeding and how much seed we got. And yeah, rates per hour on how we were working. So then I had some goal to pay back, something to pay back.
And who were you paying back?
Well, I was paying back Dad mostly for all the, like, for the gear and then the labourers as well. But we paid them in, like, dinner and stuff like that, so it didn't cost me too much.
I think you got off lightly.
Yeah, I probably did.
When you planted the pumpkin crop, did you have any idea of how you would sell it or who you would sell it to?
So I already had a buyer. It's Backyard Bounty in Hobart. They do seasonal vegetable boxes. So 1 year had farmers market, they came and asked me for 200 pumpkins. I'm like, whoa, that's a big order. But yeah, we supplied them with that. And then, yeah, we've given them more every year. But then I ended up selling them to Hill Street, Longford, Latrobe and Devonport.
So you hit the phones and worked out how you would get rid of these pumpkins after doubling your output.
Yeah, it took a bit. About every 2 weeks we were doing an order. Yeah, but then someone from the mainland undercut me in Hill Street, so been unlucky.
Tough lesson to learn. This is the business of agriculture, Robbie.
Oh, yes, never smooth sailing. But anyway, you never let them get you down, and we'll get up and go again. And anyway, he's still done very well. Sold a lot of pumpkins, and to start off like that, it's a credit to him, and it's been fantastic.
How much money did you make?
Oh, if I didn't spend any, about seven grand.
And what are you putting that money towards with what you'd like to do outside the farm but also on the farm for this coming season?
So, yeah, some will definitely go towards leasing the ground and seed. But I also would like to become a pilot, so then some of the money will go towards, become a pilot. And then I'll probably save a bit to keep me going.
What have you learnt about having this 1.5 hectares?
It's hard. Hard work.
Farming's hard.
Yeah, definitely. I can see why Dad comes home sore and tired. yeah, it's been a lot of work for me and the labourers and Dad and all that, trying to organise it, get rid of it and keep it stored and just look after it.
And what have you learnt?
A lot of work in pumpkins. Oh, no, it's always good to try something different, you know, and it's been an interesting exercise. You know, I've learnt a lot myself, just not in agronomy work, but also in marketing and dealing with that vegetable industry. And, you know, I take my hat off to everyone that is, because it's a cutthroat industry and you're dealing with a fresh product, and there's a lot of work goes into it. It's the best way to learn. You know, there's only so much you can learn out of a textbook, and your best experience is hands-on. And to do it from a young age, and I was lucky enough to do it with my father. You know, I grew up doing this, and I'm still doing it, and I'm still learning, and I still love it. And to be able to pass that on to my children, to be able to start, you know, at a young age and live and learn. And, you know, if they want to take agriculture on as a career later on, well, they've had the grounding to it. If they wish to do something else, well, hopefully what they've learned here carries on and helps them through the rest of their career, which they may wish to take on.
What do your friends think?
They're like, wow, you've made that much. And then, yeah, I think they earn a bit from helping out on their farms. But, yeah, they're surprised in how much I really make and the numbers. Yeah, I'm definitely really lucky.